Amen. We give honor to all that honor is due. We thank God for being here and being in the house of the Lord. Thank God for being saved and on the Lord's side. Give honor to all of you in your respective places. Amen. It's great to be back home. Well, kind of. I got to admit, I was enjoying the sunshine and 80 degrees every day in Florida. And I was really hoping that it was late enough in the year where when I got home, things would be a little better. But as I see, not so much. So we will continue to be patient and wait. Amen. For some sunshine to show up here in Syracuse. Amen. We would like to say Happy Mother's Day to everyone. Mother's Day is always a special day. And, you know, somebody said to me a couple days ago, they said, you speaking this Sunday? I said, yeah. And they said, well, you got to speak. What are you going to speak on? You got to speak on something to do with Mother's Day. And I said, well, no. I said, I'm not the type of, I don't preach, I guess, necessarily preach days. You know, I don't necessarily preach an Easter sermon on Easter or a Christmas sermon on Christmas or a Father's Day sermon on Father's Day or a Mother's Day sermon on Mother's Day. I just preach what the Lord gives me. Amen. But, you know, the Lord said, you know, we can work with something here. So we will kind of preach a little bit on mothers today because mothers are so special in our lives. Amen? As much as I would like to stand up here and sing James Brown's song, It's a Man's World, and put my chest out and tell you it's a man's world, we all know that's not really the case. Amen? So, we thank God for all of you in your respective place. We thank God for our mother. I thank God for my mother. Amen. I'm hoping that she shows up today. I asked her to come. She said she was going to try, but we'll see. But I just thank God for her, nevertheless. You know, my mother, you know, I'm not afraid to, you know, some guys are afraid to say they're a mama's boy, but I am a mama's boy. That's just how it is. I didn't quite have, my dad died so early that, you know, it kind of, I had no choice, but I still would have been, you know, my mother's always been there for me. She's always looked out for me. She's always had my back. When I couldn't go to nobody else, I could go to her. And I'm sure many of you have the same type of testimony about your mothers, because that's what mothers do. Amen. There was a young theology student who walked into the campus library, and he went up to the desk and said to the librarian, he said, I'm looking for a book titled Man, the Master of Woman. And the librarian thought for a moment, and then she replied, try looking over there in the fiction section. You might find it over there. Amen? Like I said, we like to say it's a man's world, but we all know better. Amen? But let's talk about some of these wonderful, beautiful, strong women in our lives today. Let's go to Proverbs 31. Proverbs 31. Most of us have heard it. Most of us know it. Whenever you have some churches have what they call Women's Day, where they have women speak, whether it be one or two or three, and a lot of Women's Days include Proverbs 31. There's material in Christian bookstores that are sold about Proverbs 31. It's very popular in the Christian world. Amen? It's called a classic portrayal of a godly, virtuous woman, a mother, a wife, and a custodian of her household. Many of the churches in America today will reference Proverbs 31 when they talk and consider Mother's Day. When we conclude reading this chapter, we come away with the feeling that here we have the perfect mother. Let's read what the Bible says. Proverbs 31, we'll start at the 10th verse. And it says, I'm reading from this New American Standard Bible. So if yours reads just a little bit different, just follow along with me. We're starting at the 10th verse. It says, an excellent wife who can find? For her worth is far above jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil all the days of her life. She looks for wood and flax and works with her hands in delight. She is like merchant ships. She brings her fruit, her food from afar. She rises also while it is still night and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She girds herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She senses that her gain is good. Her lamp does not go out at night. She stretches out her hands to the distaff, and her hands grasp the spindle. She extends her hand to the poor, and she stretches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She makes coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies belts to the tradesmen. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she smiles at the future. She opens her mouth in wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and bless her, her husband also, and he praises her, saying, many daughters have done nobly, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the product of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. Amen? Somebody say amen. And all the women, pick up your head and say, they're talking about me. Amen? I can't get no amens in here. Huh? This is the woman's chapter, isn't it? This was talking about y'all. Just talking about how good y'all are all the time. Amen. Make your husbands look good everywhere he goes. Huh? Make sure the house is always looking good. There's always food on the table. Huh? I can't get no amens up in here. Huh? You see, what I found out about Proverbs 31 is women both love it and then don't like it not so much. Amen? Because it talks so good of a woman and it talks so good of their place. Amen? In the whole scheme of things. But then when women tend to think about how they measure up to the Proverbs 31 woman, then we get to the point where not so much. Amen? And I want to, you know, and I got some good news for y'all today, and that's why I was, I said, yeah, we can do this. We can talk about mothers, because it's okay that you don't, if you feel like you don't measure up in all the areas of what we're talking about in Proverbs 31, it's okay. Amen? It's okay. Because truth be told, all of us, when we really get into the Bible and see what it says for us and what we should be and where we, how we should be handling things, all of us could say we don't measure up. Amen? All of us, not just mothers, not just women, but all of us can say we could do better. Amen? So the good news for you today is that if you're not completely like this woman that they're talking about, that's all right. The funny thing is, nowadays, today's woman will look at some of this and say, not only am I not like that, I don't want to be like that. And I will not be like that, because that was then and this is now. Amen? But somebody said the Bible is right and somebody's wrong. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you know, oftentimes when you look at the place of the woman and everything that the woman brings to the table, people don't understand it's even more for the man. Amen? A man, you know, when you talk about, everyone likes to talk about Ephesians when they, and the word obey comes into place and different things like that, and who's the head of the household and all this stuff. But when it comes down to it, the man is supposed to love her like Christ loved the church. Ain't that what the Bible says? And Christ loved the church so much that he gave his life for it. Amen? You can't show any more better love than that. Amen? So whenever you get men pointing to certain parts of the Bible saying, look, 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 they have to point back at themselves and say, well, what am I doing? Amen? But my good news for you today is that in all of your struggle in being a mother, being a wife, and all those things, I want to let you know that God, first of all, God remembers your efforts. Amen? God remembers your efforts. When we conclude the reading of this chapter, we come away with the feeling that here we have the perfect mother. She is a mother of character. She is a mother that fears the Lord, meaning that she's a godly woman. She's industrious. She takes care of the needs of her home. She doesn't while away the hours looking at the TV or doing whatever. This mother is a role model for all to see. You will basically see that there are no flaws in this woman's life. If you read the chapter through, you will not find anything that detracts from her testimony. God put this story here as an example of what a godly mother should be like. However, not all mothers are like the mother found in Proverbs 31. Unfortunately, all of us do have flaws, mothers and fathers alike. Try as we may, oftentimes we fail to measure up. We have not always been the best parents. There are times when we know we could have done better, but we failed. There are times when the burden of responsibility has been more than we felt we could bear, causing us to neglect things of importance. Amen. Don't you wish sometimes that you could just take a big eraser and erase all the mistakes that you made in the past? But we all know that we can't do that. But I've got some good news for you. God sees and remembers your efforts. That's why, as people of God, we should not be so quick to point out and judge what other people are doing, because the fact of the matter is, most times people are doing the best that they can at that point in their life. Amen? People do better when they know better. Amen? And if you remember back when you were a young mother or you were a young wife or whatever the case may be, at that time you were doing the best you could with what you had to work with. Amen? One thing about it is, when it comes to parenting, you can read all the books you want, but nobody and no book could ever prepare you for raising a child. Amen? Because there's just like, what worked for you may not work for me. What you went through may not be what I go through. What your situation is not what my situation is. And the fact of the matter is, until you're in it, until you're doing it, until you're living it, that's when you realize what it's like to be a mother or a father. Amen? But there's just something about a mother. A mother's love is a deep love. Amen? You know, mothers stay up at night worrying and praying for their children. Amen? Mothers are there no matter what. I don't care what you see. Many times we see things on TV where, you know, somebody, you know, a child did something wrong or a child got hurt, and you'll see the mother say, you know, but he's really not bad. He's really, you know, because a mother loves their child no matter what. Amen? Mothers are special. And I want to let you know today that God knows and remembers your efforts, even when you feel like you fell short. I believe somewhere in heaven, God must have a special book or a diary where he keeps a record of all a mother has done for her family. We know that God has a book of remembrance where he records those special times of fellowship when we sat around and talked about him. In Malachi 3:16, it says, "Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, the Lord, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." Psalm 56:8, we read, "Thou tell my wanderings, put my tears into thy bottle, and they not in thy book." And so surely God has a book that contains all the efforts of a mother, a record of those long hours, days, and years she has invested in her children. Amen? There's something about a mother's diligence. Even as the child gets older, you know, the mother is still praying, "I hope my daughter finds herself a good man. I hope my son finds himself a good girl, a good woman." We're always praying, a mother's always praying for her kids, even as they become adults. Amen? No matter how bad you mess up, no matter what you did, your mother will be there for you. There's just something about a mother, a grandmother. Truth be told, many times it's the mother or the grandmother that instills faith into the children. Amen? I'm not talking, you know, there's many good fathers, there's many good representation of fathers, even here in this building right now. I can see there's a lot of, the men I see out here are good men, amen, that do a good job. But truth be told, if you go around the churches in the area and stuff like that, it's filled with women. Amen? Mothers and grandmothers praying for their children. God remembers your efforts. And sometimes when we look at, you know, Proverbs 31, and we see how special and how perfect, if you will, this woman was. Sometimes if you measure yourself against that, you can say, well, I didn't do everything right. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. I wish I could have done this differently. I wish I would have done that differently. I wish I would have spent more time. I wish I would have not been so busy. There's a lot of different things that we can say that we wish we could have done differently. Amen? But let me remind you that God forgives your failures. Most of us, if we were honest with ourselves, would have to admit that we have not always been our best. Not all mothers are like the mother found in Proverbs 31. We have not always said the right things at the right time in the right voice. We have not always been fair. We have not always given the time we should have given to our children. We could go on and on about the things that we have not done or we should have done. But the good news is that God forgives our failures. We cannot change the past except that we can be forgiven. However, what every mother can do is prevent failure in the future. Amen? You can't change yesterday, but you can learn from yesterday and be better today and be better tomorrow. Thank you, Jesus. Many times we said the statement when we were parenting, when they were growing up, do as I say, not as I do. Amen? No matter what you say, they do what you do. They learn from you. Matter of fact, they learn more from what you do than what you say. The things that are important to you will become important to them. They learn by example. If you want them to love the Lord, you will need to show by example that you love the Lord. Hello? If church is important to you, it'll be important to them. That's why it's so important for us, if we have a family, to not send our family to church, but bring our family to church. Amen? Because if you send your family to church, what you're saying to your kids is church is not that important to you. Because if it was, you'd be coming along with us. But when you bring your family to church, they see not only is it important for them, but it's important for you. Thank you, Jesus. We only have our children for a brief time. We must instill in them godliness, character, and virtue while we have the chance. Once they leave home, it's too late to make many changes. So while you have them under your influence, you have to show them the things that are important in life. Amen? And listen, that doesn't mean that you're perfect or that you have to be perfect. Sometimes the best lesson you can teach your child is when you haven't been perfect, when you did mess up, when you did do the wrong thing. You show them how to handle that by saying, you know what? I messed up. Be transparent. Say, I'm sorry. And show them that it's okay when you mess up as long as you do right in dealing with it. Amen? Children need to learn and know that life, there's a lot of failure in life. Amen? I think one of the, you know, we talk about, you know, Camille was talking about being transparent, and Fred always does that. And I think, you know, for myself, one of the biggest downfalls for me was with my children is I always wanted them to have what they need, and I always wanted to make sure that, you know, anything they ask of me that I would do it. But sometimes what I still need to learn how to do is allow them to just go and try to do it themselves. Because by me giving them gas money all the time, by me paying for this and by me paying for that, they don't know the value of what it is when they pay it themselves. Amen? By me always supplying for them and not pushing them out there, look, you need to get a job, you need to do this, you need that, which is I'm in the process of doing now, but I'm a little late. But I'm pushing them out like, you need to go do for yourself. Because they need to learn that life is about what you put into it. Not about who can give you what all the time. Because sometimes the money runs out. And you need to be able to take care of yourself. Amen. There was a poem about a mother's influence. It says, I took a piece of clay and fashioned it day by day. As my fingers pressed it still, it moved and yielded to my will. I came again when days were past. The form I gave it, still it bore. As my fingers pressed it still, I could change that form no more. I took a piece of living clay and gently formed it day by day, and molded with my power and art a young child's soft and yielding heart. I came again when days were gone. It was a man I looked upon. He still that first impression bore, and I could change it nevermore. Amen? We have to, while we have them in our grasp, where we can mold them and where we can, you know, get them to see the important things in life, we have to show that to them. Not just tell them about it, but show it to them. Amen? One thing I am proud of is that, you know, my boys may not, you know, it's just like salvation. It's, you know, like I may not be where I want to be, but I'm not where I used to be. My boys aren't necessarily where I want them to be right now, but they're good boys. Amen. And when you see them, they would give you a hug and they would smile and they would say, you know, they're, you know, I can at least say that they're good boys. They're good kids. They may not be doing right all the time right now. They may not be doing the things that I would like them to do, but they're good boys. So for that, I'm thankful. But we're talking about mothers today. And I want to let you know that God sees your struggle and honors all the things that a mother does. Thank you, Jesus. There's just something special about a mother. He sees your efforts, he forgives your failures, and he shares your burdens. Only a mother can know the hidden burden she carries in her heart. Only she and God. How many of us today wish we had the opportunity to go back in time and do some of the things we should have done for our children? Whether it's giving them more attention, showing more compassion. How about the time when we were asked to go to a school play, but we were too busy? Then there was the matter of discipline. Maybe we were a little unfair, and we responded in anger rather than love. We had the opportunity to do things better, but we didn't. Mothers, if you carry that kind of a burden today, please know that a loving God is willing to take your burden and carry it for you. Psalm 55 and 22 invites us to cast our burdens upon the Lord, for he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. God knows the burdens of a mother. A mother has to be strong when everybody else is falling apart. Amen? There was that commercial recently where, you know, they were talking about basically saying mothers don't have days off. And you see that a lot of times when, you know, people get sick in the household. The man gets the flu and you can just forget about him for about a week. He's pitiful. Right? Can't do nothing. But mom gets sick or the mom gets flu, and she's still got to get up out of bed. She's still got to do this. Because that's what mothers do. Mothers don't have days off. Amen? Mothers don't have days off. Whether they're little like this or they get big like this, mothers don't have days off. Amen? Mothers carry that burden for their child. So on this Mother's Day, and I thank God for my mother coming in. Love you, Mom. Amen. Yeah. You know, I think about her, and I think about my son, Paulie, he's 20 now, and, you know, we're trying to get Paulie to get with it. And kind of find his way. And, you know, you get, as a parent, you get a little anxious and you get a little, but she will tell you that when I was Paulie's age, I was the same way. You know, she was worried, you know, she was actually worried that I would never be able to keep a job. And I would never be able to do, you know, she was worried that I was, because I was, you know, I like to play too much. But as I got older, I had like 3 and 4 jobs. So, and still to this day, that's the case. So we're hoping that Paulie finds his way too. Amen. And not just Paulie, I don't mean to pick on him, but pray for Paulie. Amen. Amen. But as mothers, as parents, we do the best we can. And we need to know that God sees our efforts. He forgives our failures. Amen. And he shares our burdens. One thing I would like to remind every mother here today, that if you have any regrets, if there's anything that keeps you, you know, you look at your children now and you wonder, what could I have done differently? What should I have done differently? Maybe my child is like that because I was like that, and maybe my child is, you know, whatever the case may be. Just know that God knows and God cares. Amen? And maybe you didn't do it perfectly, or maybe you could have done things differently, but we do the best we can in that situation. And the thing is, when we know better, we learn to do better. So what happens a lot of times is the things you wish you could have done differently with your kids, you get another opportunity to do with your kids' kids, or to show your kids how to not make the same mistakes with their kids as you made with them. Amen? So we're always in that mode of parenting. And if it's not your kids, you're helping somebody else's kids. But it should be comforting for all mothers to know that God remembers the sincere efforts that you made throughout the years. And he is quick, like Brother Fred says all the time, he is quick and eager to show you grace and forgive your failures. Amen. And what's also so great about God is he is willing to carry your burdens with you. Amen? So many of us lose sleep at night because we're trying to carry the burdens on our own. But God says, cast all your cares upon me because I careth for you. He doesn't want you to lose sleep. He doesn't want you to carry that thing by yourself. Whatever those things that you're worried about, maybe you're worried today about your child as a grown-up. Maybe you're worried today about your children as they're coming up. Those are your worries, but don't carry those worries by yourself. Allow God to carry those burdens for you. You see, if you put your children in God's hands, where they belong, amen, then you don't have to worry so much, because nobody can take better care of your children than God. Amen? Whether they're old or they're babies or they're in between, whatever the case may be, put your children in the Lord's hands. They're only yours for a time anyway. Amen? He made them. He created them. He gave them to you. But not to keep, to nurture, to love, to teach, to train. But ultimately, they are His. Don't carry these burdens on your own, but if your kids are struggling, talk to God about it. Don't blame yourself. Don't beat yourself up about what happened in the past. Don't say, I should have done this or I should have done that. Somebody said, stop shooting on me. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. Amen? We all could say that. We all could say we could have done something different. But did you love them? Do you love them? Sure you do. Amen? And that's the most important thing you can do for them. Love them and pray for them and give them back to God. Those are God's children. Put it in His hands. Stop losing sleep at night. He's got it. And those of you that are still raising young kids, ask God every day to show you, what should I do? How should I handle this? In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your path. Amen? Whether it's patience, whether it's anger, whether it's whatever it is that you struggle with when your kids are, you know how kids are. They push your limits. They tire you out. Amen? Sometimes you just say, I'll just go somewhere. I don't even want to look at you. Right? God will help you through all of that. And spouses help each other out. Amen? This is not just the mother's job. This is not just the mother's job. The Bible, this scripture that we talked about is, who could find the virtuous woman? Amen? Let me just say this to the men. You know, if you got somebody that's doing all this, or at least trying to do all this and do your part. Amen? Do your part. We thank God for mothers today. They have a special place in all of our hearts. Some of you may not have your mother anymore. They may have gone on to be with the Lord. Well, let's understand that nobody comes here to stay. Amen? So if your mother's still alive, cherish her. Tell her you love her. Amen? Spend time. If your mother has gone on, be thankful for what she instilled in you. Be thankful for the times that you had. Be thankful for the memories. Be thankful for the many things that she taught you. For the many things that you say today, because that's what she said. Amen? And if you're a mother, or a grandmother, God bless you and continue to instill into your children and your grandchildren all the things that God has given you. And you know, I think one thing we don't do enough of is share our mistakes, share our failures. Amen? I think that's valuable to share where we fell short. You know, our kids, I found our kids appreciate the fact that you know, because they look at, sometimes kids look at their parents as being perfect or being, you know, when they're little, you're their God. Amen? But it's important for us to let the kids know that we're not perfect. We make mistakes. Sometimes we handle things the wrong way. And share that with them and let them know, I should have handled this differently. I could have handled this differently. I made a mistake here. I messed up. Thank God that He's a forgiving God. So that they know. I think that sends a strong message to our children that, you know, wow, that's really cool that, you know, Mom and Dad were able to share the fact that they're not perfect. Amen? So all you mothers today, I just want to remind you that God remembers your efforts, He forgives your failures, and He shares your burdens. And whether or not you're like this woman that they talk about in Proverbs 31, God loves you, and He cares for you. And if we trust the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding, in all our ways acknowledge Him, He will, He shall direct our path. Amen? And for all of us here today that are concerned and worried about our children, let's give our children to the Lord. He knows and He cares. And He can do way more about it than we can. Amen? So don't worry about them, but pray for them. Put them in the Lord's hands. Let us stand.